cultural background. The section on the identity of the restrainer, mentioned in 2 Thessalonians, represents some of Rick's finest scholarly work by carefully examining the grammar, historical context, and theological implications of various interpretations. Rick provides a compelling case for his conclusions. Even readers who might reach different conclusions will benefit from his methodical analysis of the biblical evidence. What I particularly value about Rick's approach is his balanced perspective. While firmly holding his own convictions about the timing and nature of end times events, he presents alternative viewpoints fairly and respectfully. This honesty creates space for readers to examine the evidence and form their own conclusions under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The practical applications of end times theology are never far from Rick's mind. He understands that eschatology isn't just about satisfying our curiosity about future events. It's about living faithfully now with our eyes fixed on eternity. Throughout this book, Rick connects prophetic truths to daily Christian living, challenging readers to consider how their understanding of the end should influence their priorities right now. His discussion of the glorified, resurrected body in his second chapter is particularly powerful. By examining what the Bible reveals about our future transformed state, Rick inspires readers to live with an eternal perspective. This isn't just information about what will happen, it's motivation for how we should live in the present. In both my personal devotional life and my ministry, I have greatly benefited from Rick's teachings. I trust his interpretation of the Word of God completely. His insights into the Greek language have transformed my understanding of the Bible. And because he is a personal friend, I know that the fruit of his marriage, family, and ministry validates that he lives what he teaches. What makes this book especially valuable today is how timely it is. We live in days marked by growing lawlessness, moral relativism, and spiritual confusion, precisely the conditions Scripture associates with the end times. Rick doesn't engage in sensationalism or newspaper prophecy, but he does help readers recognize the prophetic significance of cultural trends that align with what the Bible says will happen. His section on the mystery of iniquity gives us a sobering but necessary framework for understanding the spiritual forces at work in our world. I'm particularly grateful for Rick's emphasis on hope throughout this book. While honestly addressing the darkness that the Bible says will accompany the end times, he never loses sight of the glorious hope at the heart of Christian eschatology. The rapture isn't just about escaping from difficult days. It's a reunion with our Savior. The final judgment isn't just the end of evil, it's the beginning of God's perfect reign of justice and peace. This balance of seriousness and hope is exactly what the church needs today. Rick neither downplays the challenges believers may face in the last days, nor gives in to fear and pessimism. Instead, he calls readers to faithful watchfulness, spiritual discernment, and confident expectation of Christ's return. For pastors and teachers, this book provides rich material for sermons and Bible studies. For new believers seeking to understand these important doctrines, it offers clear explanations rooted in Scripture. For seasoned Christians who have studied prophecy for years, it provides fresh insights and thoughtful analysis that will deepen their understanding. I believe this book will become a standard reference work on end times theology, not because it claims to have all the answers, but because it asks the right questions and looks at them with scholarly precision and pastoral care. Rick Renner has given the church a valuable gift in these pages. I pray it will inspire readers to study the Bible with renewed enthusiasm,